Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Chris Devinsky with us here live from the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Are you on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat?
Yeah, I am, but I don't post as much on Twitter. I just read the funny stuff.
That's what I'm saying, though. You can't do that stuff on Twitter because Twitter will try to hurt you. Twitter will try to kill you.
Did Twitter ever try to hurt your feelings?
I don't think so.
Oh, no,
I
mean, Chris.
You can't have hurt feelings, man.
Devo, Twitter has tried to hurt your feelings before. They try to hurt
all
of our feelings.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day, and you know, you can't let it affect you.
You could have 12 straight good outings and give up a run,
still,
and Twitter will destroy you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll still try to get you.
So do you not read your ads? Your notifications or what?
I guess I can feel if it's going to be a good one or a bad one before I look at it. So I try to read all the good ones.
It takes
Have you blocked anyone?
Oh, of course.
You block people.
Yeah.
Well, people who are negative. Yeah. I mean,
I don't need negative in my life.
No. Why would you want negative in your
life?
Exactly. Right. Now, what do people think of that beard you got going right there?
They like it.
People like it?
Yeah.
Devo's got a beard?
Yeah, most importantly, I like it.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of it and I'm going to tweet
man.
It.
I want to see what it looks like.
I'm going to tweet it, Devo's beard. Is this a personal decision or are we going to do this as a team? What's going to go on?
For me, it was just personal, yeah.
Yeah, and what made you decide one day?
I just wanted to see how I looked with a beard. You know, I felt like I could grow one, and, you know, here it is, making its way naturally.
Did it land, Devo? Because I've got one of these that if I tried to, I'm going to have patches where it just doesn't feel like it lands.
That's what it was. Like, the first, couple stages for me is completely patch, and that's the tough part, you know. And then finally I had a little breakthrough where, you know, I could see some of those patches getting covered up. So.
Did you eat more protein? What did you do for your breakthrough?
I think I put a lot of coconut oil in it.
You put coconut. That secret is coconut. Okay, everybody. Devo's new beard. I'm tweeting it right now, so go to my Twitter account. This will give you superhuman powers, I imagine, right?
Of course.
So what's the coolest? I've been asking everybody, what's the coolest thing that happened after the World Series to you?
I think the coolest thing probably was I went to a SmackDown Live show in San Diego with my buddy and his son, and we had some pretty good seats, probably like 20 rows deep, and you know, getting ready for the show, really excited, and I sent Josh Reddick a text and you know, showed him where I was at, and he goes, "Man, you should have hit me up earlier. I could have got you the front row seats." And I go, "Oh, you know, it was a spur of the moment thing. My buddy just invited me that day, so we ended up going." And after that, he sent me a message back saying, "Hey, there's going to be a guy in a suit looking for you. Don't attack him." So I'm all right. I'm looking for this guy in a suit, and he has ringside tickets. So I got to, you know, experience the firsthand front row live of SmackDown, and it was pretty intense. And you know, to see what these guys do and how athletic they are, and you know, everybody cheering and going crazy was pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, the word is that Gronk thinks he's going to get out of football because it's too hard on his body. Wait till he gets into wrestling. Now he's done it, but he ain't going to do it like an hour and a half show, I would imagine. But still, if he thinks that ain't physical, guess what?
No, he's got something coming because, yeah, those guys flying and stuff, that's really, really athletic moves that those guys are doing.
So what's your Twitter account, by the way, for everybody that's out there? By the way, we welcome in the stream because it's working now. What's your tweet?
It's 3 Ds, 3 Es, 3 Vs, and 4 Os, I believe.
Now, what now? How did you come up with this? 3 Ds, 3 Es, and what?
3 Vs.
3 Vs.
And maybe 4 O's. I was thinking about it one day when I created it. I was thinking like someone saying Devo.
Oh, I see. It's really not it. But okay.
Devo. Let me see.
Devo. You did. Now, you also went with the frost on the top here too, right?
Did, yeah. What,
you're styling a profile. Well, when you finish fourth in rookie of the year and you're an all-star now, man, you've got a World Series trophy. Dude, you've done more in your career already than like 90% of the guys in the league.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I feel like there's always more to accomplish. You know, just you know what I've done is, you know, that's in the past, and you know, now we're looking forward to this year, and you know, it's time to rock and roll.
Was there a pinch myself moment for you this off season? I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think probably, you know, when I started throwing again, you know, and I realized, you know, everything that went down and, you know, what we accomplished as a team, you know, something I'm sure everybody in that clubhouse we've dreamed of, you know, since, you know, could start dreaming, you know, when I was a little kid and, you know, and it's real, man. It's real stuff. And, you know, it's something I'll never forget, but, you know, now it's time to go back to back.
62 appearances last year. Was that too much?
No.
No? You want more?
Yeah, I want to do, you know, as much as I can.
What do you – so I went back and looked at – I mean, you had a great finish to 2016, and last year the postseason was tough because yeah. – but I mean, those were good hitting teams. But what do you think – I mean, that wasn't you. The postseason is the outlier for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially like that in the postseason, you're facing a team, you know. They see you every day, you know, they see your stuff and you got to make adjustments on the fly and you got to be quick with that. And, you know, something that I was doing and, you know, even coming down to, you know, I think it was game 5, I gave up that home run to Puig and, you know, game 7, you know, I faced him to get one out. And I think, you know, there was a big adjustment in that at bat, you know, just previously facing him and what he hit off of me and what I saw he was trying to do, you know, diving out over the plate, trying to get my changeup. And, you know, I realized, you know, I got to throw in here. I got to throw a fastball in, and, you know, was able to get that out. And so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I got to, you know, I go out there every time trying to prove myself anyway. So, you know, whatever happened, you know, in the postseason happened. And, you know, I know what kind of pitcher I am and what I bring to the table. So, you know, I'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Chris Devenski with us here on ESPN 97.5 All-Star World Series champion last year. And even when you struggled, what we noticed a lot of things. But you got that walk in the dugout. Do you know your walk? Do you understand how badass your walk is?
I mean, people tell me, but you know, I'm doing my thing.
That's
man.
Where'd you pick that walk up?
Probably when I was a kid.
When you were
kid? Walking through all the alleys with the boys, you know.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, it's just, it's part of me and, you know, who I am and, you know, can't change that.
No, you ain't going to change that, are you?
No.
Hey, Chris Devenski, he's got to go. Gene is telling me that you got to go. What are you going to do today?
What part of New Mexico are you from?
I got my first live BP today, so I'm excited to get out there and, you know, face some hitters.
Yeah. That's your first live today?
Yeah, first live.
Well, we'll let you go. What'd you want, Lance?
So Devo's from Albuquerque. Was he a big
I'm from Santa Ana.
Why are you trying to bug? Adele's giving me the wrong information. That could get me shot in here in New Mexico. What's wrong with you? So were you a Johnny Tapia fan, a boxing fan? You had to be with all those Albuquerque fighters. Maybe MMA.
No. I'm a Rocky Balboa fan. For the day I die.
so you go old school boxing,
exactly.
As in movies.
That is old school.
Yeah.
That is old school. We'll let you go, man.
Okay.
Continued success.
Thank you.
Kick ass again this year, man. Great stuff. Great watching you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there's Chris Devenski right here on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff. Good stuff, Devo. Go get him.
Thank you.